I'm Scott Catoon, and welcome to Technori. So as many people have probably recognized, we have merged Tomorrow's Business Today with Technori. It was in the news. It actually was kind of a viral thing. It was picked up by 30 publications. So I'm very excited to announce that officially Technori is the podcast title of this show. And to celebrate this and be the first guest of Technori's launch podcast, I've got my buddy Aristotle Loomis, who you all know from his sweet Fiat with the Ellison, wear Ellison glasses, wear Ellison eyewear logo on it. He's driving all around town. He's fine-tuning your look. He's throwing some shade to people. He's at Soho with me just about every day, I think, dropping shades on people. So this is going to be a great show. Aristotle Loomis, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Well, first off, congrats to you and your team. That's amazing. It's amazing to see your growth and to see how you're intertwining the whole entrepreneurial community. So I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So what is it, real quick, what is it going to be called then? Is it the Technori show?
Yeah, so this is Technori. I mean, I was playing around with the idea of Technori Live is what we'll call it, but I don't know. I think I'm just going to call it Technori, and the shows, it'll definitely evolve. This show will evolve a little bit. Obviously, I'm still in the strategy of how we did Tomorrow's Business Today. We'll find out what people like, I guess. I think it's going to evolve over the next few weeks, and it'll find itself, you know, maybe it's more of a freestyle show and less structure. But I think it'll be interesting. It's going to be cool, though. But it will also patch in really well with the Technori Showcase, which is obviously the monthly five startups for 5 minutes showcase that 500 or 600 people come to every single month to check out. And I believe this coming month, you're going to be chilling there, checking it out and selling slinging some shades.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it again, man. It's a very exciting thing.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. And also thank you for these amazing shades I have on my face right now. I don't think I've ever looked this good. I don't look as good as you in them, but again, you know, you made them, they're yours.
Well, you know, it's, you know, I'm trying to bring, sunglasses at night. I'm trying to bring that back. So, you know,
I wear my sunglasses at night.
We could start that campaign along with the launch of Technori and having me on board.
Were those blue blockers? Do you remember his music video? I wear my sunglasses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, well, first off, I guess before people are probably like, why do they keep talking about shades? I don't even know where to start here, because like your journey is so ridiculous and it's so cool, and the glasses are so ridiculous and so cool. So I'm like, you tell me, where do you want to start? You want to talk about Aristotle or you want to talk about Ellison first?
Well, I guess, you know, we could talk about Aristotle.
Let's talk about Aristotle.
My story kind of begins with my family.
Let's do it.
My father's from Greece, still lives in Greece. My mother's from Chicago. So growing up, you know, I come from a big eclectic Greek family, eight brothers.
Go with the names, because this is the best part. We found this out before.
So my mom was on a journey, spiritual journey. So it goes from Augustos, so the A-team is what they call this.
Yep.
Augustos, Alexander from Alexander the Great,
yeah.
Andy, Angelo, Anna Sophia. So we have one beautiful sister in the mix there, Aristotle, Achilles, Aristides. So
and Andy, but you got Andy in the middle of the mix. You got Andy. She got bored one day. It's like, you know what? We've used every letter in the alphabet, so we're just going to throw a Y on the end of this, and we're going to call you Andy.
He's funny. He's the loudest one. It's awesome. But, you know, I grew up, you know, my mother was very, very big into education, you know, somewhat of a prodigy child, went to college at 13, graduated college at 18, graduated medical school at 21.
Wow.
On the opposite side of that, my father got on a boat, a Naval Academy boat at 14, traveled the world, 18, graduated that, became a Navy SEAL of Greece, and then started a shipping company and now in medical supplies. So, you know, on one end, my father's a crazy entrepreneur. My mother is, you know, by the book, educator. So we were from a young age, we were embedded with education and work ethic. And, you know, 18 years old is kind of when I met my father, which has ultimately kind of led me on this entrepreneurial journey.
Very cool. Well, I guess why don't we talk about that entrepreneurial journey? I mean, I'm sure you had a little break when you went to Iowa City and had some fun. I've been to Iowa City many times. So there's a I don't know how much entrepreneurialism is going on.
You would actually be surprised, you know, which is one of the reasons.
Well, they have a new entrepreneurship program, which is fantastic.
Absolutely, and which is what gave me the leverage to start Ellison Today. I went there to pursue my dental career, and after I met my father and was seeing all the cool stuff going on in Iowa, you know, I've worked very closely with the university, the JPEC program, the BBI Venture Capital Group, which initially backed us,
yep.
And Ravi Patel, which is my business partner, my mentor out there. So you know, it's definitely grown, but I think the entrepreneurial from any, whether it's LA, New York, or Chicago, entrepreneurship wasn't cool 5-6 years ago.
No, it was not.
So what it's grown all over, and it's even spreading into places like Iowa, which is really cool. And after seeing that, you know, going back to Iowa after launching the company, it was really cool to work with a small community to really understand the impact that entrepreneurship can have, and then growing it and bringing that energy back to Chicago. And today is, you know, my first kind of announcement of saying we're back in Chicago, and we're proud to be here. We're a Chicago-based company. So it's cool to see that growth and where we've gone.
Well, let's start talking about the actual product, because we're wearing them. They're fantastic. They are handmade glasses. They're something like, I've worn a lot of glasses. A lot of them are also, which we'll get into this, a lot of them are at the bottom of Lake Michigan. But why don't you kind of talk about what the inspiration is and what differentiates and separates Ellison glasses from the rest?
Yeah, great question. Well, you know, 5 years ago, we actually started in China. We manufactured in China when I started to figure out whether or not I wanted to do this. And I learned very quickly.
Dude's phone's blown up right now. No, it's all good. You can, no, take that call. You don't know. He's selling glasses right here.
Hey, so I'm actually on WGN, so I'll have to call you back.
Take that order. It could be an order. You don't know. We'll take two glasses. They're shipping right now. We got them on our face.
With the product. So we manufacture China like many people do when they want to get into the space, right? I was pre-dentistry and I was pursuing that. So I had no idea what to do in sunglasses. Learned very quickly the ins and outs of the industry and where it come to be. But, you know, it all started when I met my father at 18 years old and my first interaction with the beach. I've never been on an airplane, never seen the ocean, never did anything. So when I was there, I was kind of culture shocked.
Yeah.
I was blown away by the beauty of Greece. It has the number one amount of beaches, over 3,500 beaches. It's sunny 365 a year. It's the Miami of the world.
Yeah.
So at that point, when I was on the beach, I was chilling. I said, it would be cool to bring something unique back to the American market for my buddies. You know, you're going there, like, bring me something back other than feta cheese and olive oil.
Yeah.
So I tried looking. I said, it'd be cool to bring sunglasses.
Hey, we got the Mediterranean food guy was in here. He's
exactly.
Going to be on later this week.
Hey, this is, you know, it's definitely the best diet. And what we wanted to do was, at that time, I didn't really think of anything. I just said, oh, there's, you know, when I looked at it, I was like, oh, there is this Oakley, Ray-Ban, Chanel, yep. Gucci, blah, blah, blah. So I didn't think of anything of it. 4 years later, however, it wasn't when I stumbled across this organization giving people their eyesight saving surgeries back. Like I said, 4 or 5 years ago, entrepreneurship was a cool thing. So Tom Shoes was kind of a starting company, 2-3 years old.
Yep.
So I really looked at this one-for-one model. And then that's when I got into kind of the development of the eyewear industry, because I started recognizing what the eyewear industry looks like. And what you'll soon realize is that the eyewear industry is actually controlled by two main players, Luxottica and Safilo. And what they do is they own the rights and licensing to some of the largest brands, Oakley, Chanel, Prada, Gucci, you know, Ray-Ban, and so on and so forth. So not only that, but they own the distribution outlets. So the Sunglass Hut, the Pro Visions, the Sears Optical, the Target Optical, everything where you go and buy your sunglasses. And on top of that, the insurance program. So where the product, I guess it stems from really the lack of the authenticity within the market. When you're going and buying a Gucci or $500 product, you kind of think of in a very like a Bentley or a Toyota.
Yeah.
You think that it takes 4 months to make one pair. It's $500. You have the Italian guy in the Alps, you know, smoking a cigarette. Yeah. You're really polishing these bad boys. And you soon realize it's on a mass-produced manufacturing line. And the only differentiator is one's painted blue. The other one has a stamp of the Gucci stripe. So for us, the product was, you know, I spent, after realizing this and manufacturing failing in China, I said, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right. So I moved to Italy and Greece for about 4 years on and off. I was spending about 1 month here in Chicago and then in the Midwest, and then going and moving to Greece and Italy. So I would do 1 month on, 1 month off, so about 4 years. And there I was learning the industry and really understanding how to make the best quality product and how to give it the best value.
Yeah.
So all of our products are sourced from Italy, so Italian Mazzucchelli 1849 acetates. We have equipped, and you all these cameras in here, Carl Zeiss lens, so very, very high quality lens. All of ours come standard with that. And all manufactured and handmade where the people understand some the most, Greece.
Well, and also, if you have any issues, you can just give us a call and you show up at your house and hand fix them up.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I walk around with this bag and I have my whole set in here. So, like you said, at Soho House or down the street, but like Aristotle, I'll come in there and I'll tweak those bad boys up for you guys.
Tweak them up right on my face.
Exactly.
And that's the thing I think that differentiates. So, obviously, the handmade stuff is awesome. The glasses look fantastic. The naming, the branding, I love Ellison. The whole thing is great.
Thank you.
But what you hang your hat on and what I think is going to ultimately be why you dominate and you're going to be an exit that somebody's going to, or an acquisition that someone's going to be reading about in the paper and not that long, because you hang your hat on customer service, and when you buy Ellison, you wear Ellison glasses, it's an experience. It's not just like a pair of glasses. I've got a million pairs of glasses in my car right now. Right now I've got a pair of Oakleys, which I actually really like, you know, kind of the sporty kind. I've got a pair of Maui Jims, but they're sitting in the back seat of my car. They're not on my face right now. And they're not the ones that I grab when I go to the beach or when I go to the golf course. These are the glasses I grab, because the reality is they're fun. They're cool. It's a conversation piece. They're heavy. They weigh well. I don't mean heavy in a negative. I mean they're like in the right way. You know they're on your face.
You feel quality.
You feel the quality. And then I know that if I lose them or if I break them or if I have an issue with them, that I can give you a ring. And not because I know you and we're buddies, but because that's what Ellison does. Ellison stands behind the product. And that, to me, is the kind of company that I want to associate with. And I found if there's one thing, whether you're talking about eyewear or software, I don't care what you're talking about in the startup game, the one thing that I've recognized from the people who have had a really successful career is those who stand behind it and are passionate, and it's a real customer thing, and it's not about volume. If it's about volume, you know, I just don't see a future there. I think that because of how you do it and what this stands for and the experience that I have behind these glasses, I think you're going to blow it up, man.
And that was our biggest thing, right, is when you're going into a monopolized industry, you're figuring out, okay, well, you can't put the Ellisons in the stores because they're all owned by Luxottica or Cyflow. You can't compete with them because they own everything.
Yep.
So how are you really going to differentiate yourself? And, you know, this kind of – most people know Greeks as restaurant guys or, you know, hospitality. So I grew up very hospitable. And my goal –
I assume you had, like, all the gear for a produce section in the bag, too.
Exactly, right? I'll make you lunch after this.
But,
you
know, I'm in.
The idea here is just to really give a quality product and a quality experience. And I've been in hospitality most of my life, from suits. I used to be in a custom clothier startup, all the way to restaurants. For me, what's priority is obviously the experience. And if people know that, I mean, $100 to $100+ product is, I mean, it's hard. You know, that's a lot of money. And for me, when I realize that someone's it's not a $10 product, it's not a $20 product. So when you're giving somebody and willing to spend that, I know for me and my team, it means the world to us. So we go out of our way to ensure that, you know, people know that they got the best bang for their buck.
Well, on that note, so there's something that also differentiates Ellison, and that is with regard to what happens when you spend money over $100, $200 on a product, and you lose it, or you think, you know what, I'm not going to buy this product because I'm worried that it's going to fall off the back of my head when I'm hammered in the lake, which happens, you know, I guess at summertime's around the corner, even though the weather doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
So if I were to go out, let's just say, on the back of a boat, and perhaps I had a few Dixie cups that went
Jameson
flying.
Jameson and coffees.
Jameson and coffee, which is, you know, pretty much now my thing.
Signature.
That's my signature, is a JMO and coffee. That way you can work and a little bit of play, but you can still work. And the shades pop off the back of my head because I'm kind of a nut. Mm-hmm. What happens?
Yeah, absolutely. So the last 4 years, one of the biggest things I've been able to, though it's been slow growth, it's been really, really passionate interaction with every one of our consumers, really understanding, not just making a product, or the interaction that I get from helping every single customer. I've personally fit over 1,000 people's faces. We are in 60 stores globally. So me and my team have been able to really be hands-on about the product and experiences. And one of the things that we recognize the last 4 years is that people lose their stuff, right? And not only that, but when people spend that $150, $180 product, whether it's Ellison or Maui Jim or Ray-Ban, you know, let's just say 2 weeks later, they lose it on a boat. And at that point, they're like, I just don't trust myself. I don't want to spend another $180. I'm irresponsible, and I know I'm just going to lose it. So, you know, I'm just going to go for the $50 product. The 60, it's easy, it's functional, gets the job done. But then after 3 months, they realize they're wearing kind of a less quality product. It falls apart or something happens to it. And then they typically go back and buy a more quality product. So one of the things, and actually, you know, in addition to the many things that we're launching today, whether it's Technori and my first announcement saying we're in Chicago, is it's Club Ellison. And it launches today. In the next 2 days, we're going to be really working with, making sure it's more efficient to the experience. But essentially, it's a Club Ellison. So what happens is that you go, you buy one full price product online or in store, at 180. Our product range is between 110 and 185. So let's just say 165. And once you buy one, you'll be then eligible to get the Club Ellison. And what it is that half of which goes to our charity partner. So for every pair of sunglasses that we sell, we also donate to our give partner, Air Vanda Eye Care Center, to help give back sight to the people in need. So half of that $10 membership is going to go to our charity partner,
yep.
half of which is going to go to Ellison. And what it does is it covers you. So if you lose it, you go back online after purchasing the full price product, and it's going to give you, it says, you log into your portal, yep. and it's going to say submit a claim.
Yep.
So it's going to give you three options. Did you lose it? Did you break it? Or did someone steal it? Or borrow it.
Yeah, borrow it.
And then you goes in and says, what happened? And
they're good looking glasses, yeah. so they're going to get borrowed a lot.
Yeah. So the best thing about it is, and what's funny is that a lot of my buddies, and this comes from a pain point that I experienced, right? In my travels to Greece and Italy and all over the country, I lost my sunglasses. I own the sunglass company and I got annoyed myself.
Yeah.
Right? It's like I always lost my things. And I said, if I'm dealing with this, how many more people are dealing with this? And that's what we started recognizing. Like you, if you lose those sunglasses tomorrow and you're like, I'm going to see you next time, I'm like, hey, where are your Ellisons? You're like, dude, I lost it. You know, I don't want to fork over another $200. So it started really, really working with our people. And I kind of created this loyalty program on the back end.
Yeah.
We're a startup. One of my best friends in Atlanta, he's an actor out there. And what happened is he called me one day and he's like, hey, listen, I want some sunglasses. He bought it at full price. 2 months later, he lost it, bought another at full price because he wants to support me. So
yeah.
he didn't want any discounts. 4 months later, he lost another pair. I think after that, his girlfriend took it. So in 1 year, he spent close to $1,000 with me.
Yeah.
And after that, I said, listen, I refuse for you to spend any more on full price. I want to appreciate your loyalty. So everything you want now is half off. It started with him. Then it started with other people.
Yeah.
And then other people coming to our shops. And what we did is we want to reward people for traveling. We want to reward people for going
yeah.
out there, exploring, to being on the boat, to going on the airplane,
yeah.
to bike riding in the Alps, whatever it may be. We want people to, we're a company that it was built by visionaries and rebels and explorers. And, you know, from a personal pain point.
Live our life.
Exactly. From a personal pain point of losing my own things. I said, how do I get and extend the same value to our consumers? So in a nutshell, Club Ellison is basically like it's a loyalty reward program. You buy us and support us at full price, and you get the Club Ellison, you're locked in for basically membership pricing, which is half of all our product. So something that was $160 is now going to be $80. We have free priority shipping all over the world for every customer, whether you buy it as a member or whether you buy it as a non-member. And for, like you said, the fiat. If
yep.
it's here in Chicago, you'll get it within an hour. So it's a loyalty program that are rewarding people for getting out there. And I'm an entrepreneur, and the people that we associate with are entrepreneurs and visionaries. So we reward them for that behavior versus punish them.
Fantastic. I got to tell you, man, thank you so much for coming out here and celebrating the Technori deal, celebrating where Ellison and being back in Chicago. Aristotle, it has been awesome having you here. Where do people go to buy these fantastic glasses?
Yeah, so we're expanding in Chicago, but right now you can get Sarah Rose on Oak, Belmont Army, Mile Blend Supply Co., Halstead Eye Boutique. We have a couple more in the works, Iridium, Eye Society. There's Artisan Eyewear. So we have a couple, and then we have 60 stores all over the world, which is online. And you could go online at wearellison.com. So WEARELLISON.com.
And I want to add one more thing. You got to follow Ellison on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Because the photographs and the sharing, Instagram and Twitter as well, the photographs that are shared, people literally take pictures of like all of the crazy mm-hmm. stuff that they're experiencing with Ellison's yeah. on their head.
And how they lose it, right?
And so, how they lose it.
So it's, you know, our goal, it's at Wear Ellison, and it's in our campaign is Don't Worry, Get Lost. So
yeah.
go out there, get lost,
get
lose your things.
Get lost in a good way. And just make sure you check it out because I got to tell you, I mean, these glasses are fantastic. I appreciate you giving me a pair of glasses for having you on here. This is awesome. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. And congrats again on Technori.
Thank you very much, my friend. You can watch this episode and more on the Advisor TV or stream us on the WGN Plus and River Radio app or download each episode on iTunes. And remember to stay connected by following us at Technori and follow me at Katun, KITUN. Boom. That is a wrap.
Ciao.